to put some groceries away. I'll be back.
Here he is.
Hi. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. I just got it from work and my computer decided I need to update. It's like, gee, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. We're going to share screen. How's everyone?
Baruch Hashem.
I'm surviving.
Danny, I got a new webcam so I can
be I can actually see you on the same on the same screen. Very nice.
Yeah. And also I think Poker's got the same thing.
And Larry, it's good to see you.
Oh,
we've got
Leah
here. We've got
Thank you.
And Stuart, you made it here. Ruthie is somewhere on no video, no audio. Davida's here, which I assume hopefully Connie and Mira are watching as well. Give me a moment.
Hi.
And my here.
I'm gonna mute it now. And I'm gonna put my headphones in inside.
And I'm gonna put my video on it.
I'm gonna mute it as well.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go grab my notes. I'll be right back. Okay, deep breath. I gotta relax after a day at the office.
Good.
I'm gonna unbutton. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Okay. This is Parsha A.
Yes.
My bat mitzvah Parsha.
Oh, that's right. We talked about making choices, as I recall, making good choices in your bat mitzvah. I look at the first pasuk in that parsha, and it says, source one, Re'e anochi noten lefnechem hayom, bracha uklala. Look, today I'm giving you a choice, blessing and a curse. Specifically, I want to look at that word hayom. What does hayom mean? It's today. But what does that mean in this context? Obviously, he's telling them today. Why is he saying that it's today? You know, so the choice between the bracha and klala, Making good choices happens all the time. They begin the Torah 40 years before this. Why is he saying Hayom?
Because now they're coming into Eretz Israel.
Okay. I mean, this is, you know, this speech is being given probably a month and a half before they actually go in. This is introductory.
Ah, okay. I thought there was Har Gerizim and Har.
Yeah, so that's talking about Har Gerizim, Har Ebal, but that won't happen for another probably year and a half, the actual ceremony of Har Gerizim. They have to enter Eretz Yisrael, they'll do the first set of conquering, and then they'll have the ceremony, really at the end of, maybe it's 7 years later. I mean, it's at the end of the conquest period.
Oh, okay.
So what is Hayom? So one thing is to realize that Hayom is an idiom in Tanakh. It comes up, it's the equivalent of, in English, clear as day. Which, as idioms go, doesn't mean anything, but it means clearly. Like we see that when Yaakov is negotiating with Esav to buy the birthright for his mess of porridge, source two, he says, "By Yomer Yaakov, Michrach Hayom et Bechoret Chali." Yaakov says, "Sell like today, your birthright." And Rashi says, "Michrach Hayom, Kayom Shehu Barur." Just as the day is clear, Kach Mokorli Michira Brura. So too, the sale should be free and clear. That's what Hayom means. And that's what it means here as well, that the choice you're being given is a clear choice. It's choice as clear as day. You can choose the blessing or the curse. Choose what's right or what's wrong. Hashem's giving us a multiple choice test, and he's giving us the answer key. We know what we're supposed to do. And in fact, in case you missed that later on in Devarim, he says it even more explicitly, source four, I bring this testimony, the heavens and the earth. I am putting before you life and death. Here it is, curse, a blessing and curse. And here's the answer. You're supposed to choose life, in case you were curious about that. So you should live. That's one way of looking at that. I'm giving you this clear, distinct, stark, black and white choice to make. make the right choice. There's another way of looking at Hayom. Throughout the Chumash, Hayom tends to come up that about Hashem commands us Hayom, today. For instance, in Shema, we say that every day. Vayu hadvarim ha'ela, these things, asher nochim mitzavcha Hayom, that I command you today, al bavcha should be in your heart. Keep them in mind. What does he mean today? Rashi says, Surah 6, asher nochim mitzavcha Hayom, that I am commanding you today. Why does he say today? Lo yuvenecha kiduk dutgema yishana. It shouldn't look like some kind of old document, some old scroll. She'en adam sofna, that nobody wants to bother with. Like a chadasha, shakol ratzim lekmata, something new that everyone wants to read. Hayom means that every day should be like it's being given to you again. Hashem gives us the Torah every day. So too here, you can say that Hashem is giving us this choice every day. It's today. Today's the day I choose that. And that's the way the Sfas Emes looks at it. And that's what we're going to focus on. This is Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, on this parsha, Surah 7. It's Avi, I guess there's an abbreviation over here. It's Avavi Zekeni, my grandfather. So the Chiddush Harim was the first Ger Rebbe. Was a grandfather of Sfas Emes. Mori Rebbe, Zechron of Bracha, so my grandfather, you would say, he gid, perish re'e anochi d'tein lefnechem. What does it mean that I'm giving this to you? Shenikba b'chol ish Yisrael, that every Jew has the ability, she'achol l'havchim l'v'chor grak b'abracha. We all have the ability to make this choice, to choose the blessing. V'al zeh, b'varachim b'chol yom, and that's why every day we say the bracha of noten l'sech v'vina. Part of Bircha Shacha, we say, Noten Lesech Vivina, and that's connected to this parsha. That's what we have to look at there. What's the bracha we say? Baruch Ad Hashem, Okim Mechalam, Asher Atan Lesech Vivina, that gave the Sech Viv. What's a Sech Viv? Anybody know?
Rooster.
Yeah, right. Arch Girl translates as a rooster. Good. That's a good
or step. The intellect.
Ah. Asher Atan Lesech Vivina, gave the Sech Viv the discernment, Lavchim Ben Yom Ben Laila. To understand the difference between day and night. So what's a sechvi? What we say this brach every day, right? What does that mean? What is it? If it's a rooster, why do I care? So the Gemara deals with the Birchat HaShachar and specifically doesn't tell us what it means. Just says you should do it. This is the Gemara Brachot that talks about what you're supposed to say, all these brachot that you're supposed to say when you wake up. Mm-hmm. We put them all together into actual davening when it comes to shul. But the Gemara says, "Ki mita'er," when you wake up, "Omer el kai neshama." Then you say the bracha of kai neshama, which ends bracha to Hashem, machazir neshamot lefkarim mitim, that restores our soul to our bodies. And then, "Ki shama kol tarnagola," when you hear the rooster crowing, "Lema baruch Hashem natan lesech v'yibina lefchim ben yom ben laila." Okay, it doesn't necessarily tell what sechvi means, but as soon as you hear the rooster crow, it's dawn, you should say, Tehna sechvi bina. And for those of us who don't listen to roosters, who just put our alarm clocks on snooze, what do we do with that? And then it continues, ki padach einei, when you open your eyes, leima barach pokeach ivrim, they say the barach ivrim, and then so too with all the brichar shachar, as we do all the things, as we wake up in the morning. Doesn't explain a sechvi. However, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about various words that are hapax legomon, which means only appear once in Tanakh, and how do we know what they mean? And looks at other languages, trying to figure out what these various words mean. And it talks about a sechvi. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, source 10. Kishalachti litchum ken nesharia. When I went to the edge, the border of Ken Nisharia, I know where that is. Hayukori lakala nif ninfi, that the word for bride was a ninfi. The tanagol was a sechvi, and they called roosters a sechvi. Why do I care? Lakala ninfi, why do I care about what they call a bride in this other country? Because the pasuk, my kra, where it says, yifen nof misos kala aris. We say that as a Shir Shalom from every Monday, and it's a beautiful nof And how do we know what nof means? The answer is, he assumes it's cognate with the word ninfi, meaning a bride. Jerusalem is beautiful as a bride. We're a ton of gold sechbi. Why do I care that a ton of gold is sechbi? I'm a Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Yibayit Ema Rav Shua ben Levi. That my krah, because it's coming from Pasuk. We're explaining a Pasuk in Eov, which is, Mishat b'tuchot chachma, who put in the tuchot wisdom, Omi natan sechvi minahun, who gave understanding, discernment to the sechvi. What's a tuchot? Mishat b'tuchot chachma, elu klayot. Tuchot are the kidneys. Omi natan sechvi minah, zer tanagol, and that's the rooster that was given the understanding. So why do we care about kidneys and roosters? I'm going to go back to the Pasuk in Eov. This is the Perek in Eov where God is talking to Eov out of the whirlwind, telling him, where were you when I created the world? You don't understand all the big picture that, yes, evil happens, or other bad things do happen, but there's a plan there. And he's telling Eov, you didn't create the world. You don't know what goes into it. And this is Hashem talking to Eov. Yadata chukot shamayim. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Im tasim mishtaro ba'aretz. Can you establish its rule over the land? Hatarim la'av kolecha. Can you raise your voice to the clouds? Shifat mayim techasecha. And the flow of waters will surround you. Kind of Mark Twain's comment about everyone talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. Right? We can't do anything about the weather. Hatishlach barakim be'elechu. Can you send the lightning and it will go? Ve'amru l'cha henenu, and they will say, yes, sir, we are here. You can't give orders to them. Mishat b'tuchot b'chachma. As we translated, who put wisdom in the kidneys? O mi natan l'sech b'vina, and who gave understanding to the rooster, as we just translated it. The rooster doesn't fit very well in context there. So the Mepharshim give a different understanding. That's what Leah just said about intellect. This is Rashi and the Pasuk, Vasechvi, verse 12. Zetarnagol, Lashon Chachamim. Gemara talks about it being a rooster. Yeshamim, with others who explain, Zalei, this is the heart. To Soche, that Soche is a word that in Tanakh means to imagine, to see. But so fat and sees with machashev no adot and figures out what's going on. So the lev is what sees and understands, and that's why it's called a sechvi. You have pasuk in Tehillim. That talking about the rasha'im, that using that word of sechi or maskiot, maskiot meaning imagination, that the rasha'im yatzav mechelev enamo, that his eyes go beyond his own fat. Talking about the rasha who's always greedy. Avru maskiot levav, go far beyond the imagination of its heart. That's the maskit, that's what sechvi means. So they would take it here, is that in the pasuk in Eov means, who put wisdom in the kidneys and who gave discernment to the heart. And this idea of kidneys and heart as being metaphors for our intellect, for our understanding, happens throughout Tanakh. And we understand the heart part, because we always say that about feeling something in your heart. We understand what it means to feel that heart as a source of wisdom, but we don't use the word kidneys there. We use the word gut a lot, to feel something in your gut as a metaphor for understanding. But Tanakh, it's all heart and kidneys. There's Tehillim, source 14. Yigmar na rasha'im v'tachanin tzadikim. Hashem gives the rasha'im the wages of their evil and establishes the tzadik. V'chein libot. Test the hearts, uklayot elkim tzadi uklayot. Test the hearts and the kidneys. Very strange to our ear to hear that. But we see in Tanakh a lot. Elkim tzadik, you are just. Or in Yirmiyahu, Ani Hashem, I am God. Choker lei v'chein klayot. I look into the heart, I test the kidneys. I give each person what they deserve. We have this heart.
Yeah, that basically means God knows what's going on internally.
Right, but in terms of our, it's what we do with our, in our minds.
Yeah.
But the metaphor here is specifically of lev and klayot, hearts and kidneys.
I thought klayot was intestines.
Usually it's determined for kidney. Certainly in Tanakh, it's always translated that way.
Is it because it's filtering? Its job is to filter, and that's kind of what we're doing?
I'm not going to try to get physiology.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, your heart doesn't actually do the feeling.
I haven't seen you in such a long time.
Right.
You can be so friendly on the outside, but on the inside, I don't know.
And this is Midrash Tehillim on this idea of hearts and kidneys, kliyot. Verse 16. Deshema katuv, ani Hashem chuker lev v'chen kliyot. What does that mean? I test the hearts and kidneys. Lama hizkir lev et kliyot mikol evarim. Why mention those two limbs out of all the body parts? Ella, heinayim halchot achalev. Your eyes go after the heart. That's what does the understanding in this figure of seven. Plus nayim atayim arabashmona ivarim and the ears and every other body part. Shabadam kulum halchim achalev. Everything goes after the heart. V'kliyot yotzot alev. The kidneys give advice to the heart. That's called the Eitzah in Tanakh is another word for the kidneys. And if you want to do physiology, you may have to do with the adrenal glands. That's, give us our adrenaline rush. That's right on top of the kidneys. Could be. But this model, the kidneys advise the heart. Valev gomer, the heart decides. V'chach eno maskir el lev v'kleyot. That's why you talk about hearts and kidneys. So that's, and throughout Tanakh, that this, the understanding here is not so much intellect, but it's feeling. And I would translate lev and kliyot as metaphors for ethical and moral judgment. And specifically the difference there, this is where Rav Lichtenstein puts this difference, between ethical and moral is what you feel is right. And I would use the word what you feel in your heart is the right thing to do. Ethical is intellectual. It's made, here are the rules, and here's what I can derive. Here's what I say, what I know is right intellectually. It's not necessarily the same thing as what I feel is right. But for most of us, our ethics are designed to justify our morals in that sense. I would say that toch or tavech in modern Hebrew means an aim. So tuchot in Iyov, translated as kidneys, really means the aims. I would say that's the intellectual. That's what I figure out what I need to do. That's the ethics. And so che means to see, to imagine. That's the feeling. That's the moral side of it. So bochen kliyot lev is Hashem looks at our moral and ethical decisions. And I think Iyov here is taking this figurative language and turn it much more literal. Tavech is aims. Sechvi is what we imagine. What we look for. So Eve is saying, who gave human beings the ability to make judgments? That's what Hashem is telling Eve. That was me. You can't judge what I'm doing. I have reaped my reasons. I'm the one who created this. And so that's what we're saying every morning. That gave, who gave our moral judgment the ability, lavchim ben yom ben laila, take that figuratively between night and day. And that's the connection to our parsha. It really doesn't have anything to do with roosters. Not really. And this is what the Torah says about the bracha. So it's not really the rooster. The roosters are just a linguistic coincidence. This is the Torah talking about halacha of what we say hanotein lesefi b'nai every morning. Verse 17. Kol tarnagol. As soon as you hear the rooster crow, then you should say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Notein LeSechvi Bina, Lavchim Ben Yom Ben Laila, who gives the Sechvi the ability to understand the difference between night and day. Here's the meaning. Halev. Verse says flat out, even though Gemara says this, it's rooster, it's talking about the heart. Nikra Sechvi Blashana Mikra. Yotiv O Minatan Sechvi Bina, that the heart is called the that which the heart is a metaphor for is called sechvi. We're going to call that our moral judgment. As it says, mitan sechvi bina. Balev hu mevin, the heart understands. That's how you know the difference between night and day. Neishan akarnagol mevin, and since literally it's the rooster that can tell the difference between night and day, the gamba aravia korea tarnagol sechvi, and they found this cognate word in, he says it's in Arabic, I don't know. That they call that a sechvi is another word for a rooster. I guess from the idea of the one who tells the difference between night and day. Tiknu bracha zu la'amra b'shmiya kol taragol. That's why this bracha was at the moment that you hear the rooster crowing. Doesn't really have to do with roosters. You say it even if you don't hear a rooster.
So basically, Chazal wants us to start our day with a pun.
Ah, I didn't think about that. That's why I like it. Okay, we're making a rooster pun. Very good. Gives the heart the understanding. So now back to the Sfas Emes. Source 18. Look, today I'm giving you the blessing and the curse. Perish shebechira biyad adam, livchor tov ara, that we have the ability to choose good or evil. We have free will, we can make that choice. Amar avi avi zekeni maria rebbe, so as my grandfather, the first rebbe, said, shalzeh mevarchim hanotein l'sech vivina. That's why we say this bracha in the morning. Benira, it seems to me, Paris, the explanation is Hayom. Because he's using the word Hayom to mean today, literally. You as the reader are making this choice today, every day. Yesh b'chol yom b'chira chadasha. That every day we get a new choice. A chance for a new beginning. Ki'achar shechote adam. Because really, after you sin, it's the lekan b'chira me'adam. You kind of lose your free will. You can't get used to it. It's automatic. You're doing the wrong. Once you get in a pattern of making bad choices, it's very hard to come back. You don't really have free will there. The way the rabbi said, Rashim b'rishut libam. The Rishayim are ruled by their hearts, by their minds. They don't rule over their hearts. Still, Hashem recreates creation every single day, including our free will. And you get a new choice. As soon as you wake up, you can start making new decisions. Every day, you can become good again. What happened in the past is past. You can make a new beginning today. The way the Pasuk in Yechezkel says this explicitly, the righteousness of a righteous person in the past won't save him from what he does today, beyond Pishao, if he sins today. And the sins of the Rasha will not cause him to stumble. Biyom Shuvo, if he does Shuva. In Shuvo, measure a show when he does Shuva from his misdeeds. Tzadik lo yuchal lechiot ba biyom chatato, and the tzadik will not live on the day that he sins. Every day we make new choices. So when we say the bracha, Hashem atan sechvi, lavchim ben yom ben laila, we're saying, the way the Sfas Emes is saying it, that Hashem has given us the ability every day to tell the right difference between right and wrong. That's what Yom and Laila in that bracha really mean. It's figurative. The metaphor is about the rooster crowing at the break of dawn. The bracha actually refers to our pasuk of bracha uklala. And that's we're thanking Hashem that we have this free will that exists. And the rooster metaphor, this is from Shimon Schwab's book on Tefillah, says it's more than that. Because the rooster not only tells the difference, but also crows, announces it to the world. And this is the way Rav Schwab puts it, source 19. Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, in his parish on Tefillah, explains that just as the rooster is given the ability by Kadosh Baruch Hu to distinguish between day and night, while the difference is hardly noticeable, and announces it to the world with his loud crowing, so too has Kadosh Baruch Hu given the Jewish people the mandate to enlighten the world with the great truth that taught by the Torah, even if the world is still dark. And we should see the difference between night and day right at the dawn and tell that, and then announce it. We have given this mandate as a Mamlecha Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. We are a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, and a light unto the nation, or Lagoyim. And so that the next bracha we say is we gratefully acknowledge our spiritual leadership and say, Baruch Hashem, that we did not make us a non-Jew, that made us Jewish, that gives us this extra responsibility, but also this ability there. Because all of Birchat HaShachar, fundamentally, are about checking your privilege. Everyone's heard the term checking your privilege? Said about, I think Ann Richards said about George Bush, that he was born on third base and thought he hit a triple. that we have to realize that, you know, we're born with advantages. We're given them. We don't earn them, but acknowledge them. That creates more responsibility. Okay? Taking privilege means I gain an unearned advantage compared to other people. And our existence is to serve Hashem. And some of us have been given, it's easier for some of us. We have given more ability to serve Hashem. And all human beings have been given that ability to, to make moral choices. And that's a privilege. You need to realize that. And so every one of those Bircha Shachar are thanking Hashem for things that we can't say we earned ourselves, but were given to us. That's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Source 20, Kol Brachot Ha'elu, all these Brachot, from Natan Sech Vivina to Natan Layav Koach, and who I'm Bir and Shinam Echapai, who Mishum to Asru Ladam Lahinot Meloma Zeh Bli Bracha. They're Birchot Nen. You cannot get any benefit from this world without saying a Bracha. I say a bracha before I eat an apple, thanking Hashem for the apple. I say a bracha when I open my eyes, thanking Hashem for eyesight. And who gets any benefit from the world without saying the bracha, without thanking Hashem, it is an act of me'ila, of stealing from Hashem. And we will, of course, quote the Marvelous Meals Machine.
Yay!
You want to sing that, right? If you're strong or smart, beautiful, it's not because of you. All the good things that we have coming from above, and Anav knows Hashem has given him these gifts with love. That's the lesson over here. And that's what Rotein Lefnechem Hayom means, that we thank Hashem for Rotein Lefnechem Bivina. He gives us the ability to make the moral choices every single day. It's our way of thanking Hashem for making us human beings, which means giving us free will. And every day we get a new chance to make a new beginning, make those good choices, and that is truly a privilege, and that's what we need to thank Hashem for. I wish everyone a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos.